makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, so you can dig them too.
Lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you. While you take care of what's most important, we're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Thames about Shelter's roadside assistance.
Let's face it, you aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
Out here, away from it all, a guy can get to thinking. What makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, so you can dig them too.
Wendy's Giant Player of the Week studio.
Brought to you by, made possible tonight by Wendy's Always Fresh, Never Frozen Burgers. All right, now, we want to talk about, and we're going to go to the phones in just a minute. We're going to update everybody on the scores. If you've got a stat on a player that we need to know about, you know, send it to us, tweet it to us, or send it to Dr. Dave on the website. You won't know who that player is tonight.
Yeah.
But that's in the suspense, you know.
It can be offensive stats, defensive stats.
Any stat that's a giant stat.
Special team stats, a long kick. Yeah, send it to us on Twitter, at FNUTL.
Yeah, I mean, remember a couple years ago when that kid recovered three onside kicks in the same game?
That was in the Brandon game.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. You called it.
I was on the call.
That's right.
I've never seen anything like that. And Dr. Dave ran the numbers on it.
Yeah.
Talking about the percentage of, and I can't remember how.
Well, it was 4.5 billion to 1, I think.
Yeah.
It wasn't that right. But it was up there. All right. So we got a lot coming up in the second hour. Jason Scarborough is going to join us in the second hour. He was out there watching that Madison Central game, and I will get his take on that one. But Mississippi Sports Medicine has their clinic on Saturday mornings. They also provide you the Mississippi Sports Medicine Scores desk, and that's where George is. And George, update us on what we got on scores across the state.
Okay, Russ.
Here we go. Okay, let's go ahead. Let's take it from the top. DeSoto Central over Amory tonight by the score of 20-7. Last night, of course, South Panola edged Clinton 24-23. Madison Central beat Brandon 10-3. Northwest Rankin shut out Germantown 24-0. It was Oxford over Vicksburg 21-6. Tupelo edged Meridian 34-25. Provine shut out Jim Hill by the score of 48-0. It was Jefferson Davis County over Harrison Central by the score of 25-10. And some other scores: West Point beat Columbus 42-14. Pearl over Brookhaven 23-3. Lewisburg beat Manassas of Memphis 49-8. Lake Cormorant 28, Senatobia 7. Olive Branch over Collierville 48-12. Laurel doubled up on Callaway 24-12. It was West Harrison over Bay 26-12. Heidelberg shut out Wingfield by the score of 30-0. It was Oak Grove 45, Purvis 7. Poplarville over Picayune, 27-24. Shannon over Corinth, 28-14. Florence beat Mendenhall, 28-19. It was... All 28-19. It was Starkville 43, Noxubee County 3. Terry over Raymond 58-7. Long Beach beat Pass Christiane 27-14. South Jones shut out Summerall by the score of 36-0. It was Port Gibson 24, Macomb 6. Forest County AHS over Van Cleve 46-33. On a Thursday night, Velma Jackson beat Ridgeland 24-21. Hazelhurst also last night beat Canton 20-18. D'Iberville over Tylertown 28-21. Boonville over Moorville 28-12. Smithville beat Belmont 28-14. Morton shut out Lanier 22-0. It was Southeast Lauderdale over Quitman 10-7. Aberdeen beat Bruce 50-12. Nanawaya over Hatley 49-6. Some other scores: Taylorsville over Northeast Jones 29-19, New Albany 21, Baldwin 14, Walnut over Ashland 33-12, Pelahatchie over Lake 14-12, Mitt County beat East Marion 28-20. It was West Lowndes 14, Caledonia nothing, Simmons beat Cahoma 28-0. Biggersville beat Middleton, Tennessee, 38-19. McAdam shut out Ethel, 44-0. Okolona over J.Z. George, 48-0. Presbyterian Christian over West Marion, 38-18. Jackson Prep over East Rankin, 42-14. It was Oak Forest Academy over Capaya Academy, 34-6. Jackson Academy beat Washington School, 25-7. MRA shut out Magnolia Heights 49-0. It was North Delta shutting out Rossville, Tennessee 54-0. Leake over St. Aloysius 21-13. Starkville beat Lamar School 43-21. And a couple of more here. Cathedral beat Brookhaven Academy 49-24. Tri-County over Silva Bay 45-8. And Russ, wrapping up this segment, it was Carroll Academy over DeSoto of Arkansas, 34-7.
Okay, I want to remind everyone that coming up this season will be the Peanut Game of the Week. And got some really, really good ones. If you're watching tonight on FNUTL.com, you can see the games that we picked running across here. One of the ones I'm really excited about is Oak Grove at George County.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you talk about George County, a team that has moved from 5A to 6A in right. Region 3 this year. Oak Grove with several now Division 1 prospects on their team. A little dip last year, but that happens sometimes to programs. They got back on the winning track tonight, and that's going to be a really nice game down there in, you know, Pinevale area, South Mississippi.
So you don't want to miss that. That is the Peanut Game of the Week, and that will start on September the 15th, and we'll run for 8 consecutive weeks. It'll be a lot of fun and a lot of information that you'll want to get out there at those games.
I don't remember, so I apologize, George, if you said this. Did you give a Calhoun City score?
I did. Okay. Have you got it there?
Yeah, 45-0 over Coffeyville.
Right.
So Perry Lyles and Calhoun City just decide, hey, we won the thing last year. Let's do it again.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, we were up there last year and we said, look out, yeah. They're going to come back again. Did we mention the? Because we've got our top 10 games.
Yep.
An intriguing matchup is Laurel coming to Callaway, because Callaway they've got some players on that team this year. And to start off with a Laurel, you're going to find out what you made out of in a hurry. Have we given that score yet?
Yeah, Laurel beat Callaway 24-12.
Okay. Well, I'm telling you, Laurel is another team that could wind up there very easily in December. I want to remind everyone, too, that we'll have all the scores on the website as you go to bed tonight, so that if you get up tomorrow and you want to, you know, recap them, you can look at them. The tweeting and all that goes on you know, Jake does all that. I didn't even know what a tweet was until last year. And I thought it was a bird or something.
All over the place. Dr. Dave does a great job. We got the Facebook page, facebook.com/Fanuttle.
You know what Dr. Dave told me today? That during the summer, 8,000 people downloaded the app, our app.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
So,
hey, speaking of Callaway, you know, they played Laurel. You talked about them kind of up in the ante. Then the next few weeks, they play at Murrah next week. They play Hewitt Trussell on the road at Trussellville, Alabama. Mm. They play at Hazelhurst.
Not easy.
Not easy at all. And at Ridgeland, of course, they step into, you know, 5A play. So say all that, you know, very good team tonight, Callaway. They played a very good team in Laurel. But I think Callaway likes their ball team. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
They like what they've got over there. A lot of talent.
Well, you've got a special guest lined up. Do you not? Is she on the? Is Annie on the phone yet?
Let's see. I think that's. We're going to be right after the break. As soon as we go to the break.
Okay.
Yeah, Annie Constable.
All right. Annie Constable from the Clan Ledger is going to be joining us, and she's new to the area, but seems to really be getting a good feel for, you know, this thing called high school football.
Well, let me tell you this. She's friends with Courtney Cronin, right?
That's it.
Courtney, she's done a little bit. She left the Clarion Ledger and went and covered out in L.A. with the Warriors.
Started with the Golden State Warriors, yeah.
Two championships. And, you know, this week, I don't know if you guys heard, she's off to Minnesota now to cover the Vikings for the National Football League. So she's done nothing but kind of work her way up the ladder here.
Yeah, I think she credits it all to Friday Night on the Lights.
Yeah, that was obviously good training.
Well, do you remember the time that I'm trying to tell you, George and Russ, where she really took a step forward? When we called her and she had gotten locked in a stadium. I don't know if you guys remember that or not. Yeah, she had gotten locked in a stadium, and she still took our phone call.
That's right. We said, you are somebody now.
Yeah.
You've been locked in a stadium. You knew she was destined for great things. So that's great. Courtney's doing great, and Annie will be along here in just a little bit after the break. But another thing we want to point out, too, is that there are Saturday games. We've not mentioned that. There are Saturday games this week. Especially in the Hattiesburg area, Petal is going to play tomorrow night. And so there will be some scores you won't get tonight because they won't play until tomorrow. And that won't happen throughout the season, but it does happen the first couple
of weeks. Yeah, this first week is really a little bit unusual. You know, we mentioned earlier 13 Thursday night games. I can't ever remember when we had 13 Thursday night games.
Well, it was the marquee game that started the week on Thursday night. And now, like you say, 13 games, that's a lot of games.
Absolutely.
It is.
So I want to remind you that we'll be also going over the scores. We got the Mississippi Sports Medicine Coach's Corner tonight with
John Perry.
Big John Perry. Funny John Perry story. A couple years ago, we were doing the Bright Lights game with Brandon and Pearl. And, of course, you know, he's Pearl. I mean, he played for Pearl. He is Pearl.
He's a Pearl guy. Yeah.
Rumor has it, legend has it, that had this big pileup on the field, and everybody's jumping off the pile because somebody was biting people down on the bottom of the pile. And I said, Coach Perry, was that you? And he said, yes, it was me.
He was proud of that.
So when they say they scratch and claw to a win over there, they really did.
Absolutely.
And I agree with George. That it wasn't a glamorous score tonight over Brookhaven, but look, we've gone into Brookhaven to call ball games. That's not an easy place to win over there.
No, it's not. It's certainly not.
That's a good football team down there, Brookhaven.
Yeah, yeah. And again, first week, second week, third week, it's anybody's game.
There's no need to
panic
and jump off the cliff, so to speak, the football cliff this week, guys. I mean, if your team lost, it's okay. Huh? It's week one.
That's right.
You've got a lot of football left. 3 months of football left.
That's right.
A lot can happen.
Well, I talked to somebody this week. They said, can we not move to, like, if they go to year-round school, you know, can we not move to year-round football? I don't know if that would fly, especially in February.
Hey, and think of this, too, guys. The last two South 6A champions, Pearl and Petal, started off 2-3.
That's
right.
And
they ran it all the way to state.
That's right. And we're there. Yeah, they were there. All right, we're going to take a timeout. We'll remind you that funding for tonight's show made possible by Shelter Insurance and your local Shelter Insurance agent. You're listening on MPB Think Radio and watching on Fanuttle.com. We'll be back in a moment.
out here away from it all, a guy can get to thinking. What makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, so you can dig them too.
Mississippi's for...
Out here away from it all, a guy can get to thinking. What makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, so you can dig them too.
Let's face it. You aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
Lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Thames about Shelter's roadside assistance.
Night under the lights, Russ Robinson here along with Jake Wimberly, George Broadstreet, and the rest of our team comprised of Dr. Dave Schaus, who is on the IT side of things. Ty Bailey is on the phone. Steve Poston also in studio tonight as floor director. Chris Saxton is producing tonight here. Ezra Wall is producing at MPB Think Radio, and so it takes a lot of folks to put this thing together, but we have a lot of folks listening and watching, and we really appreciate that. We were looking at our numbers last year, Jake, and it just staggers the mind.
Oh, it does.
And we can't even tell how many are listening in their cars, but so many people do, and they get in their car after the game, and now they use the app.
Yeah.
And I want to remind you tonight that if you were having internet problems, you're not alone. Did you see that picture Mike Manning showed us a while ago?
I did, and I sent that to several people, especially our people over at Brandon and several other places, because, again, like us tonight, and we were in a box, like everybody else in your own little world in your game, and then we weren't able to broadcast, so we just shut it down in the second half, and everybody's down about that and saying, man, what did we do wrong? And then we get to talking, and nobody had internet service.
Right.
So that makes you feel the old misery loves company.
Yeah.
You actually feel good about it now because everybody was out.
Well, it's affecting, I was talking to Dr. Dave, the Android phones are working on the app, but the iPhones are not. And so We apologize for that. We'll get that, you know, straightened out. But I'm telling you, everybody's apologizing for everything tonight. When you see the coverage area in this country tonight that that was having internet problems, boy, I mean, and you know, and we were kind of joking about it. Said, you know, you can hit America in a lot of different areas, but now when you start messing with high school football on Friday night,
that's right,
you got problems. So I don't think it was anything bad, but it just happened. And so if you're having some problems tonight, that's probably why. Atlanta, Will Watson, Will the Thrill, who does our spreadsheets for us here, and we'll make sure that all of these scores are on the website by tomorrow morning. They were having trouble in Atlanta with internet. So these giant servers, I mean, you know, they're like people.
Yeah, you know. It just happens, I guess.
All right, someone new in the area is, we talked about before we left for a break, and she's with the Clarion Ledger. Her name is Annie Costable, and Annie is from Chicago and joins us now. Annie, how are you tonight?
I'm really great. I've never heard anyone say Chicago like that.
Well, you've heard it now. Of course, do you know Mike Frazier in the market?
Remind me who Mike Frazier is.
Mike is really into the JUCO thing. He had a show, you know, for years, and does a lot of stuff with JUCO. But he's from Chicago, good friend of mine, and he got me always calling it Chicago. So, welcome to Jack's Own and to Friday Night Football here in the South. Is it as crazy as you thought it was going to be?
Oh my gosh, it's crazier! I tell you, I could not have asked for a better game than the South Panola Clinton game that I had yesterday to kick things off for me. Truly, that was just an unreal, unreal game.
You know, Annie, for folks that are here that may have never been up north, tell us a little bit of the differences between, I mean, I know high school football is big up there, but it may be a different brand than what we played on. And maybe the fans don't show up as much up there as they do down here. What are the differences between, say, football in the north and football in the south on the high school side?
I'm going to be careful with what I say because I definitely don't want to knock the talent up north.
But No.
The first difference, I would say, starts with the fans. You know, the way the fans come out here, it's definitely not the same. And as you get into, you know, the end of the season up in Chicago, you know, it starts to get brutally cold, so that, you know, loses fans as well. But then also, just the talent, the consistency with talent is not as strong up north. You definitely, you know, by playoff time, the end of playoffs, every game is a good game. But, you know, there are certain teams that just are really great, and you expect them to be great, and they're very well coached. But then there are a lot of other teams that, you know, get kind of ran over by those great teams. So down here, I would say the games just seem way more consistent in terms of the talent on both sides of the field.
Annie Costable is our guest. She's with the Clarion Ledger, does a great job. Check her out on Twitter, at Annie Costable. She's dropping some great stuff weekly on high school football and recruiting in the state of Mississippi. Annie, I think tonight you were at Laurel and Callaway, correct?
Yes, I was.
All right, tell us about that game. A lot of talent there. Callaway, we know all about the talent here in the Metro. And, of course, Laurel, I mean, they just seem to breed talent down there in Laurel.
Yeah, so Laurel actually lost most of their starters from that team that made it to the championship last year against West Point. They only returned 8 starters, and the rest were guys who, you know, may have been on the team but just didn't see a lot of playing time because of the talent that they had the previous year. So starting at quarterback, they have a freshman quarterback in who to me just really impressed me because, you know, he, as a freshman, your first varsity start, he had some moments of just real real talent, and I thought that as a freshman to come in and do that in pressurized situations definitely showed that kid's going to be, you know, one of their top players. Also, their running back, number 34, I'm blanking on his name right now, but he is absolutely going to be just a standout player for them. He had no problem know, breaking through the defensive line, which Callaway's D-line is definitely tough. Obviously, with James Williams on there, Kobe Love's another kid who just is a great defensive player for Callaway. And Callaway, you know, despite the mistakes they made, I think the biggest thing for them is just going to be consistency. When they're consistent, they're a team to beat. But, you know, when things break down, it's not hard to take advantage.
Well, you know, Annie, one of the things that maybe separate the North and the South is the coverage of high school football. And of course, you know, you guys at the Clan Ledger do a great job. And here we do the Friday Night Under the Light thing after the game. But now we have a new partner in the Friday Night End Zone that runs across the state from 4 to 6 on Friday afternoons. So it's actually kind of a tailgate thing. And that's with Jason Scarborough and his show. So you actually get ready for the high school games before the high school games get here. Then you get to go to your favorite game, and then you get to listen to us, and we wrap it up on a Friday night. But do you get anything like coverage, like a pregame coverage, like a Friday Night End Zone up there?
Up in Chicago, you mean?
Yeah.
You know what? High school football just is not as big of a deal up there. You know, and it's probably because of the Chicago, the professional sports teams, that all, you know, the major radio stations and networks are focused on the pro teams. But, you know, the newspapers are really who do the best job of covering local high school sports, I would say. Because, yeah, in terms of, like, radio coverage, pregame, postgame shows like this, I grew up there, and I can't remember ever listening or even coming on a show like this.
Well, it'll help you to get ready for Friday night if you listen to Jason's show, because from 4 to 6 on Friday afternoon, he's going to go over all the big matchups that night. And as you travel to wherever you go, what's your area? What around the state, what is your main area that you're going to cover?
So I'm actually, that's one thing I take major pride in at the Clarion Ledger. We, I will not be in one specific area, I can tell you that. And we just started a new series, a new video series that I'm going to be in charge of. And it's called Game Week. And each week I'm going to be out at a different program, kind of showing you the inside scoop within that program. And that, too, is going to take me all over the state. So I'm definitely, I think, you know, that's one thing that people can expect from me. I'm not just going to be in the Jackson metro area. I'm definitely going to spread my wings, we'll say, and venture out all over the state.
Well, good. Well, you'll want to catch Jason's show on Fridays here from 4 to 6, and then keep it right here for Friday Night Under the Lights on MPB Think Radio or FNUTL.com. Andy Constable, great to have you with us. Glad you're here in the state, and we look forward to talking to you throughout the season.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, Andy. Appreciate it.
All right, George, what you got score-wise?
Well, let's see. Get some that we haven't maybe talked about of late. Let's see here. Pascagoula over Moss Point by the score of 24-6. We have, D'Iberville beat Tylertown 28-21. South Pike beat Franklin County 27-14. Nettleton 48, Mantachie 13. McGee over Jefferson County 20-8. It was Natchez shutting out Wilkinson County 39-0. Aberdeen 50, Bruce 12. It was Eupora over Water Valley 13-7. Charleston over West Bolivar 22-6. Scott Central beat Enterprise 56-14. Greenwood beat LaFleur County 32-12. It was French Camp 36, edging Winona Christian 36-34. Shaw beat West Tallahatchie 12-8. Yazoo City beat John F. Kennedy 36-8. Hamilton 47, Coldwater 6. It was Park Lane over Simpson Academy 28-12. Oak Forest beat Capaya 34-6. Jackson Prep over East Rankin 42-14. Heritage Academy beat Kirk 46-20. It was Lee Academy over Marshall 22-7. Manchester beat Canton 14-7.
All right, George, thanks a lot. You are listening and watching Friday Night Under the Lights here at the Wendy's Giant Player of the Week studio. We are going to take a timeout. When we come back, there was a big game between Picayune and Poplarville. Carrie Metzger will join us and talk about that. Back with more Friday Night Under the Lights in a moment.
American's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, and you can dig them too.
Let's face it, you aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
Lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important.